Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hey there, welcome back. Today's episode number 2012. It's actually being recorded or being published the day after the 4th of July. Hope you had a good Independence Day if you celebrate. And really, Independence Day, that's the kind of thing that should happen all the time, all over the world. Independence, of course, means you can make more of your own choices, do more of what's important to you, which is what Side Hustle School is about every single day. I've got a great story for you today. It's all about anime. After noticing a dearth of anime items in the United States, anime, merch, all sorts of fan items and gear, this longtime lover of Japanese culture creates a thriving side hustle. He does this by working in partnership with a friend on location. So, what can we learn about the world of anime reselling? Importing, reselling for profit? We'll find out in this story. Office assistant profits from anime imports. The story is coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Despite the naysayers, Ulysses Arechiga always knew that one day his career would be related to anime. At 13 years old, Ulysses' mom forced him and his brother to help her sell plants at a local swap market. While it wasn't the worst thing in the world, he also didn't really enjoy it. At least until his mom let the boys begin selling their Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Suddenly, swap markets became thrilling. The brothers had been collecting cards for years, and through their newfound sales skills, they were able to buy toys and video games with the profits. What can you say? Living the dream. While their mom eventually stopped going to this swap meet, the experience never left Ulysses. Through high school, his interest in anime bloomed. During college, he had dreams of opening his very own anime store. Upon graduation, however, Ulysses found himself stuck in a series of office jobs. Before long, he needed a change. He quit his latest office job and moved to Japan. For 3 years, he taught English to students. Eventually, Ulysses moved back to the United States and found himself missing all the awesome anime goodies in Japan. America was sorely lacking a supply of those cool items and merch. One might say he felt the need to catch them all. And by all, we mean as much cool anime gear as possible. Now, this got him thinking about Anne, one of the friends he made back in Japan. Anne had a side hustle selling products from Japan in the United States. So, since Ulysses was now in the United States, the two decided to team up to sell more products. She shipped her excess supplies to him, and he got to work. His strategy was to look for upcoming anime conventions, and he searched for the one with the cheapest price to set up a booth. This happened to be called the Pacific Media Expo, and to have a booth there, it cost $350. He took the risk and booked it. Around this time, they considered creating a website. But Ulysses' brother, you know, that same one that helped him sell at swap meets long ago, he had a website called PikaDude.com. Years earlier, he had set it up to sell more of their collectibles, but it never went anywhere. To save money and time before the convention, Ulysses asked his brother if they could use that old website for this new hustle. The brother agreed and joined the team. To organize inventory, the partners created a Google spreadsheet that included information like the product name, cost, price, and quantity. Finally, the team had to get a California seller's permit prior to the convention. Ulysses says that most conventions require this document, but once you find the right webpage, the process is pretty simple. While the convention attendance ended up being smaller than expected due to another conference being in town the same weekend, the PikaDude team still had some promising sales numbers. They were able to pay for that booth and supplies and had some profits on top. Ever since, Ulysses and Anne have been refining their business. In 2019, PikaDude had a booth at 20 different conventions. Then in 2020, it hit a snag due to the pandemic, but they still managed to attend 9 events. In 2021, it bounced back to around 13, and the team hopes to surpass that number in 2022. Since Anne is still in Japan, she has great perspective on what products they should invest in. As Ulysses notes, Japan tends to be the trendsetter when it comes to anime, so I rely on my business partner to pay attention to what is newly released and becoming popular based on merchandise that's selling well at the source. Once Anne identifies the series, characters, and styles that she thinks are best, together they figure out which ones will work with their budget, and they purchase them. Rather than buying items in bulk, however, their philosophy is to focus more on acquiring a small amount of in-demand items and exclusive Japanese releases. At this point, it's Ulysses' responsibility to research events that would fit those products best and, again, fit the budget. While most of their sales come from events, they also have an online purchasing option as well. So, let's talk about the numbers. What's the bottom line? Well, PikaDude brings in about $5,000 in profit every month. In the future, Ulysses hopes to double the events that they attend, and he also wants this to become his full-time job while creating his own collector's emporium. He describes it as a place where vendors can come together and share their content. After growing up with the dream of building a business from anime, Ulysses has made it a reality. Awesome. Congratulations to Ulysses and Anne, and to anybody else that's part of the PikaDude team. I was checking out the website, PikaDude.com. Listeners, be sure you check it out as well. Keeping the love of Pokemon, anime, and video games alive by offering collectibles from Japan to fans all over the world. Pretty cool project. My brother was really into anime, so whenever I work on a story about anime, I always think of him. And whether you're into anime or not, you know, Side Hustle School, it's all about creating independence through the form of a second income. So there's all kinds of things that you can resell or create or services you can provide. There's something that you can do, and it might be something that not everybody else is into, and that's totally cool. That's the whole point. In fact, sometimes the smaller the niche, the better. All right, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. Going to leave you with that today. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/2012-2012. Hope you'll subscribe, follow, come back tomorrow. New episode every single day. My name is Chris Gillibo. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.